Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Sade is established on the davenport, engaged with a piece of needlework, while Vic, who has just this moment arrived home from the office, seats himself at the library table. There is about him a certain hostility. Listen.
Corporal Johnson, old chum, I'd like to nip an idea of yours in the bud.
What's this now?
I had a brief chat with Soda Fountain just now.
Where is he, out and back?
Yeah, loading up his coaster wagon.
He tell you about Mr. Gumpox's lovely offer?
He told me about Mr. Gumpox's lovely offer and also vouchsafed a remark or two concerning some possessions.
Hey, now listen, keep your shirt on.
I have no intention of removing it. Stove Poker mentioned my lodge junk. I didn't question him closely, but I gathered it was your intention.
Goodness gracious, Vic, you act like you're almost mad.
Not a bit of it. However,
I do. Comes home from the office and gets mad at his wife before she's even got time to choke Billy Patterson. Except for saying hello, I haven't opened my mouth yet.
You evade the issue. I'm not mad. I only wish to clear up a matter I discussed briefly with Pigeonhole out in the backyard just now.
Ma'am.
Here's Pigeonhole himself. Wait till he gets here, and we'll see what the big commotion's all about.
I'm all loaded up, ma'am.
What?
I got all the stuff from the basement piled on my wagon.
All right.
Shall I go get the junk from upstairs you want?
Yeah, but stick around a minute. Your father's all bothered. What'd you tell him out in the backyard that made him come racing in like a tiger to where I was afraid he'd lunge at my throat?
I don't recall racing in like a tiger. Nor do I recall having any impulse to lunge at anybody's throat. I suggest we quit beating around the bush. Broom handle here said you were planning on rounding up my lodge equipment and taking it over
I'll
to...
I'll explain, Vic. Just look at you make yourself mad. You've talked yourself into a regular rage. Like Wassy Feeler there in Dixon.
Subject has now been changed to Wassy Feeler there in Dixon.
Remember Wassy Feeler there in Dixon?
No.
Used to make himself fighting mad just by sitting down and thinking a few minutes? The man back in Dixon we're talking about, Willie. He'd be happy as a lark after supper of an evening and go sit in the hammock and get to thinking about stuff and get so angry he'd come stomping in the house and break the furniture.
What kind of stuff did he think about?
Oh, any kind of stuff. Taxes, the government, his friends, his business.
It's a trifle difficult to pin you down, Dr. Fleming. Can't we get right to the root of this? Rush tells me your estimable garbage collector, Mr. Gumpox, put one of his stalls at your disposal. He tells
Sweetest
me that you
want... Sweetest thing I ever heard of. Offered it right out of a clear sky. Miss Gook, he says, there's two fine, big, roomy stalls over in my stable. Howard only occupies one, and the other's going to waste. You're perfectly welcome to use the space for the trash that's cluttering up your basement and attic.
So you immediately said you'd bring over your old man's lodge equipment.
I'm not through with what I'm telling, Vic. The stall is clean as a whistle, Miss Gookie says. And I always padlock the place at night so you won't need to worry about stuff getting stolen. I was grateful as a lion. Who wouldn't be?
Now shall I go upstairs?
Rush is going to cart over 5 or 6 big wagon loads of trash. All them monstrous big frame pitchers Uncle Fletcher sent. Tell him some of the things, Willie.
My medicine ball, my collection of nuts, bolts, and washers. Them two old rocking chairs. Your box of
ice. Way it is, there's not room around here to choke Billy Patterson. Clear out 9 or 10 bushels of rubbish, and we'll have space to tie our shoe in.
Torchlight embarked on some remark about my lodge diplomas. Finish that remark, Torchlight.
Mom said to get your box of lodge diplomas.
You know what I'm going to store away in Mr. Gumpox's lovely clean stable? A whole batch of clothes. I'm going to send Rush over with that old trunk in the attic. I'm going to pack it cram full of my clothes.
Old clothes, I presume?
Old clothes, yes.
I'm still having trouble pinning you down. What I want to make clear is, if anybody dares to lay a hand on any of my lodge equipment, I bet I'll raise such a hullabaloo it won't be healthy for anybody.
Most likely Leland Richards. Leland has some very trivial business he wants to discuss with me, and he said he'd probably attempt to get in touch with me around the middle of
the day. Hello. Yes. Oh, yes, Fred. Fine as silk, thanks. I'll say it's been warm.
Did your mother give you orders to take my lodge stuff and pile it on your wagon and cart it over?
I was trying to hear theirself think, please. What was that, Fred? Why, not that I know of. Just a second. You got anything up your sleeve for this evening?
Uh-uh.
Fred feels like 500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
The big Muckety Muck says he's wild to place in 500. Yeah. All right. Want to come here? Fine. Fine, Fred. Oh, now listen, don't you dare. You treated last time. No, now, don't you dare. Well, if you're going to be obstinate. just a second. He's going to bring ice cream. What flavor you want?
Maple.
Rush?
Tutti frutti.
Can't have two kinds.
Yes, me.
Fred don't like maple or tutti frutti, either one. How about chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate be all right?
Mm-hmm.
Fred! Everybody's clamoring for chocolate, Fred. Yeah. All right, fine. We'll see you then around 7:15, 7:30, 7:45, or kind of halfway in around through there. All right, Fred. You bet, Fred. Goodbye.
What's the use of asking us what kind of ice cream we want if you're determined to get some other kind?
I've told you time and time again, Fred don't care for caramel.
I never said caramel. I said tutti frutti.
He's going to bring chocolate.
Mm.
And you with your butterscotch.
Maple.
Fred hates maple.
That's fine. You can hate maple till he gets blue in the face. I want to get back to this other business. Did you tell Flypaper here he could load my lodge equipment in his doggone coaster wagon?
Yes. Mr. Gumpox was kind enough and sweet enough to offer to let us use the extra stall in his horse stable.
I know all that. He's the sweetest garbage man in town. I agree. What I'm curious about is...
I don't intend to bother your lodge robe or your boots or your plumed hat.
You don't, huh?
No. Robe and boots and plumed hat can stay right there in the clothes closet.
What do you intend to buy there?
That big old awkward box of lodge certificates takes up enough room to shoot a snake. It could be moved over to Mr. Gumpox's extra stall just as well as not. And your great big enormous picture of what's his name, too.
I expect you refer to R.J. Kunk?
Yes, where his eyes light up. It weighs 9 tons with all them electric wires hanging down and takes up so much space.
R.J. Kunk, Sadie, is the funder of the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
Oh, so which?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Had you anything else in mind you wish to dump in there with the garbage man's horse in addition to my box of lodge certificates and my framed portrait of I.J. Kunk?
Yes, that pile of lodge magazines on the attic steps. Them lodge books that take up a whole shelf in the bookcase. And all them scepters and crowns and medals and halos and rubbish cluttering up the dresser drawers.
I see.
How about it? Is there any reason why Willie can't pile the whole works on his wagon and take them over there and stack them up neatly? You couldn't get them any time you feel like it, because Mr. Gumpox is going to give us a key to the padlock. It'll be clean as pie. Mr. Gumpox says that extra stall is just spotless. And safe. The doors are locked day and night. Well?
No.
What?
No.
You won't take advantage of this lovely, lovely offer where we can dispose of 18 bushels of trash that takes
up... My robe, my plumed hat, my sword, my boots, my lodge certificates, my framed portraits of R.J. Kunk, my scepters, crowns, medals, and halos will all remain exactly where they are.
That's final, huh?
That's finer.
Well, all I've got to say is...
The telephone is ringing.
Probably Leland Richards. He mentioned some extremely trivial matter he wished to discuss with me sometime.
Hello? Oh, yes, Fred. Oh. Oh, I see. All right, just a second. Fred just called the drugstore about ice cream, and they're all out of chocolate flavor. What other flavor you want?
Maple.
Told you, Fred don't care for maple flavor.
Tutti frutti.
He don't care for tutti frutti flavor.
Caramel.
Hates caramel.
Butterscotch.
Hates butterscotch.
What don't he hate?
Strawberry.
Mm.
Want strawberry?
Mm.
Fred! Vic and Rush are hollering their heads off for strawberry ice cream. Yeah, strawberry.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.